rejoice and be glad in it. Here it is, February the 14th, a very special day. And we thank God for including us in this day. It's Valentine's Day. And before we get started, we want to say happy Valentine's Day to all of the people who are listening, all of the lovers out there, and for all of those who are yet celebrating today. And by all means, realize that this is the day the Lord has made. And so we will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me give you the playback number as we move forward. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. Just want to say again how much I certainly appreciate your support and continue to be a part of this inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And I hope you will continue to be a blessing to us as we try to be a blessing to you by giving you a little boost as you start your day. There's so much that I was praying and meditating about today around this whole thing about love and God's love and just how important it is for us to allow our words to be an expression of love. And so there is a word found in that Psalm, the 36th division, Psalm 36 in verse number 7. And here's what the psalmist has to say. He says, "How precious is your loving kindness, O Lord." Many translations of that particular verse will vary. Some says, "Your steadfast love, how precious is your steadfast love." Another version would say, "How precious is your unfailing love." Your exquisite love toward us, your faithful love is so valuable to us. Those are different verses and translations of Psalm 36 and 7. And so we know that the the ultimate basis of our love is found in John 3:16. For God so loved us, God so demonstrated his love toward us, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And you know, God's grace, God's love is so amazing. You would agree with me on that. And so as I was meditating and just trying to find a word to share with you, just want to talk a little bit about an expression of God's love and how important it is for us not just to speak love on this love day, but we also need to allow our words to be filled with the love of God. And so even as you make your way, whether you are, you know, in a relationship or not, this little book I normally use, one of my resources, of course, A Date with Destiny, and it's by Joseph Walker, Bishop Joseph Walker III. He's the presiding bishop of the Full Gospel International Church. And so even as I was meditating, I pulled a little bit from that particular devotional today as we make our way through, because God's love is so amazing. And it should humble us when we begin to think of all that God has done for us, all that he's doing. And so we ought to be encouraged today to speak words with love. Each person, whether they're in a relationship or not, should seek to rise to this standard every day. And so the question then would become, what are you doing to meet the standard of God's love? We must be mindful, says Bishop Walker, that our words are often spoken, should be spoken in love. Your deeds should be done in a spirit of love. Thinking of others first is an act of love. Because here it is, God's love is selfless. It's a selfless love. And if your relationship is going to meet the destiny that God has so prescribed for you, you cannot be consumed with just your own needs. You must realize, here it is, that the needs of your mate are important. Somebody say amen. And there is an expectation that's placed upon you to be intentional about meeting those needs. And God's love is in such a way, God loves in such a way that we know we are loved. Let me say that again. God loves us in such a way that we know we are loved. He meets our needs. Am I right? And he is concerned about what troubles us. What troubles us trouble him. He's available when we need him. And there are the tenets of a true relationship when you start talking about how God feels about us. A selfless love is the same kind of love that we ought to try to rise to in the standard that we ought to set in our relationships with others. Now more than ever, we live in a day and a time where God's love needs to be expressed like never before. And so each day we ought to start out with a reflection of how much God loves us, and then it will better get us in tune with how we ought to treat other people. And so we need to strive in our relationships, even with our mates or with those whom we are in personal contact with in relationships. We need to strive to have purpose and passion so that we can be expressions of the manifold grace of God and the love of God. And so I'm not saying people are perfect, because if you're married, your spouse is not perfect. Does your spouse have flaws? Absolutely. Does sometimes your spouse get under your skin? Yes. And if you are committed to moving toward destiny together, you have to realize the cost of love. I know we're going to get the candies. I know we're going to get the flowers today. I know we're going to go out and eat an exquisite meal. But here's what I want you to do today as you make your way. Don't be in such a hurry to buy a gift, but allow the gift to be an expression of the love that God has given to you so that it might bleed over to the relationship that you have with somebody else. So here's what you need to do. Ask God to give you a spirit to love as he loves. Wow, that's key, isn't it? Ask him to forgive you of the times you didn't love when you knew you should have. Ask him to give you opportunities today on this, the 14th day of February, to demonstrate that love in the world so that people might see him through you, so that others whom you involved in, whether it's a close personal relationship with your spouse or with someone that you're in relationship with, or if it's on your job or in relationship with people that you come in contact with. Because when we embrace the love of God, we are transformed by what we discover about him. When you love, the one you love should be changed forever. They should not go back and be something different, but their life should be changed forever. Your love should add value to the person that you say you love. It should not diminish them in any way. Isn't that powerful? It should edify and not destroy. Sometimes people are in relationship where they're always speaking down and they're always trying to hinder and prevent and cause friction. But if you say you love someone, then your love should edify the other person and not destroy them. You should encourage them, even if they're going through a hard time or even if things are not going the way they think they ought to go. That's what love is. This is an opportunity, I believe, that God has given us just to remind us on Valentine's Day that we should be an expression of his love to all of those that we come in contact with. So we got to walk in love. We got to know that God is pleased when his love is manifested through us to others. And so I just want to encourage you today as you make your way to speak your words with love and just allow that to be settled in your spirit. I don't know what your plans might be, but allow your actions and your words, speak them with love today. And I believe that God is going to be pleased with our effort, for he's already set the table. He's already set the mandate. He's already set the bar, if you will, by giving us a demonstration of what love looked like. John 3:16 said, God so loved you and he so loved me that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And remember that God's love is amazing. God's love is a selfless love. And I just believe that healthy relationships ought to begin with a demonstration of the love of God. Well, that's the thought for today, and that's the word that we want to share with you. We hope, look, as you make your way, that you have a fantastic day. But let's go to God in prayer. God, we thank you for showing us your love. We thank you, God, and we recognize that we have not loved as we should. Help us even on this, the 14th day of February. Help us to invest more time and energy into becoming what you would have us to become. Through our relationships, we know that we have a wonderful opportunity to show the love that you have demonstrated toward us, to the world. So God, now we pray that you will grant us wisdom to walk in your love, that you would allow us to be exhibitors of your love, and God, that you would continue to sustain us by that same love. The awesome sacrifice that you paid, how you loved us so much, you were willing to die that we might have life. So we thank you today, and we bless you, and we honor you, and we yet give you praise. And now, God, even as we go forth into the remainder of this day, go before us, order our steps, and lead us in the way in which you would have us to go. In Jesus' name we pray, and the people of God said, amen. Well, look, I hope you have a fantastic day today. I hope you be safe out there as you make your way. And remember that we ought to, everything that we do ought to be spoken with words of love, the love of God. And greater love than this, the greater love has no man than this, that a man be willing to lay down his life for a friend. For God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, you be encouraged. Keep those spiritual antennas up today. I believe God is going to do something. He's going to allow you to be used in a powerful and a mighty way. All right, until next time, you be blessed.